Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The shortstop, John Segura. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Aramis Ramirez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jonathan LaCroix. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Yunieski Betancourt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Logan Schaefer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jeff Bianchi. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kyle Loza. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chris Parmley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pedro Florimon. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, PJ Walters. And now, play ball. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Segura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Segura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Segura moves to third. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carroll hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bianchi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jonathan LaCroix is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LaCroix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Willingham takes first base on ball four. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weeks catches it and throws to first to double up Willingham. Two outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dumit hits a fly ball into right field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weeks hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Bianchi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bianchi hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Parmley. Bianchi reaches second base with a double. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Segura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Segura hits a line drive into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parmley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Betancourt scoops it up and throws to first, with Losa covering, for the out. One out. Pedro Florimón batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Florimón hits a ball on the ground towards first. Betancourt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Florimón for the out. Two outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braun strikes out. One out. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lucroy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucroy hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards short. Florimón settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dumit is 0 for 1 in the game. Dumit hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Chris Parmley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Parmley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parmley hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Betancourt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hicks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Schaefer reaches second base with a double. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Weeks is 0-for-1 in the game. Weeks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schaefer moves to third. 1 out. Jeff Bianchi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bianchi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bianchi hits a pop-up towards the mound. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Florimón is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Florimón is 0-for-1 in the game. Florimón hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a line drive into right field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dozier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Florimón moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Florimón scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Donovan Hand now pitching. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Segura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Segura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Segura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimón scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun strikes out. 2 outs. Aramis Ramirez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lucroy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lucroy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimón fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez moves to third. Lucroy moves to second. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks, who is chasing the ball. Schaefer reaches third base with a triple. Ramirez scores. Lucroy scores. Betancourt goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 to Twins. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0-for-2 in the game. Weeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dumit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dumit hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morneau moves to third. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parmley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morneau scores. Dumit moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, Twins. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dumit moves to third. Pedro Florimon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Hicks. The throw from Lucroy and he is out, Segura applying the tag. 2 outs. Pedro Florimon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Florimon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Florimon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Betancourt scoops it up and throws to first, with hand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Bianchi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bianchi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bianchi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bianchi moves to second. Josh Roenick now pitching. John Segura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Segura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Segura takes first base on ball 4. Bianchi moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bianchi tags and scores. Gomez tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Twins. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Segura moves to second. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Jonathan Lucroy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lucroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lucroy takes first base on ball 4. Yunieski Betancourt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dozier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dozier is hit by the pitch. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mauer strikes out. There goes Dozier. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dozier scores. It's 8-4, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Logan Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Schaefer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Weeks is 0-for-3 in the game. Weeks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parmley. Weeks reaches second base with a double. Schaefer moves to third. Jeff Bianchi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bianchi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bianchi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schaefer scores. Weeks moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Twins. Ryan Pressly now pitching. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weeks scores. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Twins. John Segura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Segura bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Dumit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. John Axford now pitching. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dumit strikes out. 1 out. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parmley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parmley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Parmley moves to second. Pedro Florimond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Florimond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Florimond takes first base on ball 4. Parmley moves to third. Hicks moves to second. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Betancourt fields it and throws to home to get Parmley. Hicks moves to third. Florimond moves to second. 2 outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier hits a fly ball into right field. Schaefer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Braun strikes out. One out. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Florimond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonathan LeCroy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. LeCroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LeCroy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.